Hello?
Hello, sir, just hold 1 second. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will chair your hearing, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, would you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Anthony Lewis Sotelo, 088137.
Okay, Mr. Sotelo, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Come down the line is the Honorable Mr. Quinones, Louis Quinones. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us today is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne represents the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, sir.
All right.
Sir, how you doing? So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it advises you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf. It also advises you that you could get an attorney at your own expense to represent you. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm going to represent myself, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. Well, gentlemen, before I get there, let me swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I do.
Okay. Sir, Mr. Sotelo, your hearing was going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or violated or reinstated, and then phase two. I'm kind of all off of here. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, okay? In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision has been violated. Phase two, we'll determine whether we should revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, Mr. Sotelo, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states your violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to complete substance abuse counseling at Behavior System Southwest on or about November 3rd, 2017 as directed. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, the second violation that states you in Arizona violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Tucson parole officer by noon within 1 working day after being discharged from Behavioral System Southwest on or about October 3rd, 2017, as directed on, November 3rd, 2017, as directed on October 18th, 2017. Offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sure, is that true or false?
On October 18th?
No, sir, it is that. Says that you're in violation of condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Tucson parole officer by noon within 1 working day after being discharged from Behavioral Health System Southwest on or about November 3rd, 2017.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I went to a detox.
Okay. All right, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Sotelo, I'm going to find that he was delinquent. He violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start phase two out, sir, by first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Sotelo, to get any information that you'd like to present to this board. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Sotelo was released from DOC custody on September 8th of 2017. He was arrested on November 9th of 2017. By the Tucson CIU, which is their fugitive apprehension unit in Tucson, on his County Orange status, was returned back to our custody on November 9th, 2017, with 3 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of June 13th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, armed robbery, 5 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1991, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1992, theft, 5 years. 1998, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 1998, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. In 2002, theft means of transportation, 10 years. He's had 5 turns with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG in gang information noted. He's a suspected New Mexico Mafia member and a Hayden Park Hispanic. Prior terms of supervision, 1994. Jail release, reverted to provisional release, and reverted to ER, an earned release, and he completed within 7 months. 2000, TI absconded 18 days, returned to custody and revoked. And in 2010, he was a TIS tech violator, returned to custody and revoked. He has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with drugs, violence, and theft noted. And since his return on December 8th of 2017, received a guilty minor violation for disobeying a verbal or written order. Other arrests, 1989, theft of vehicle, is in juvenile detention. And he has a community risk score of G7V8.
Okay, Mr. Sotolo, I'm going to go over some information from the packet that we have here, sir, then I'm going to get back to you. I see you were last released and placed at Behavioral System Southwest at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Were you working during that period of time? I don't show any employment for you, sir.
No, I was working in Mesa. I was trying to get my parole transferred back to Mesa because I had a job there with my ex-wife and her new man.
Okay.
Working at a ranch for Birch Ford.
Alright, so this is okay. So, sir, I'm looking at your program. It says that you were placed at the Pimari Entry Center for 30-day intense treatment, and which you were unsuccessfully discharged. Why were you discharged, sir?
Because I tried to commit suicide. I used a bunch of drugs and pills to try to commit suicide.
Okay. You doing okay now, sir?
Yeah, they got me back on my medications now.
All right, that's great. Okay, so it says on October 18th, you were again discharged from the way you were discharged from that program again, is that right?
From another program, BSS?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to a detox to Community Bridges because I already started using drugs, and I went to the Community Bridges and stayed there for a whole week, and that's why they got me for absconding. When they arrested me, I was right there in front of the Community Bridges. Because I didn't want to go back to that program because that's where I started getting high at.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Let me go back there. So it says that according to your announced testing that you did, that in October 18th, you failed to resubmit, and then on October 16th, you tested positive for amphetamines. On October 13th, you tested positive for amphetamines. October 11th, you tested positive for amphetamines. September, you tested positive, and then on September 22nd, you didn't test at all, sir. So you were on quite a bit of a ride there. You just was not long before you started back using drugs. What made you relapse, sir?
Because they took me from Mesa and put me in Tucson where I couldn't see my daughter because they said at that PRC that you can't bring any kids there because of the sex offenders there. And so I couldn't see my daughter, and I just barely met her when I got out of prison this time. She's already 4 years old. I know I have a drug problem panel board that I need help. I never had any kind of help. This is the first time I've ever been to any kind of programming. And by the time I started doing this programming at the PRC, that's where everything started at. It's just like a big old party there. Like homeless people and stuff just coming in from Tucson, coming back and forth. And I talked to Pio Aguilar. Aguilar said he cleaned up that program now, that they took a bunch of people back to prison and all the heavy hitters or whatever they want to call them, took them back. And I just wanted to be out with my daughter, and I told them I wanted to work. And when they took me away from Mesa, away from my job, I'm sitting there in Tucson. I don't know Tucson. I don't have no people there, no job.
opportunities, nothing. I started messing up. And once I relapsed, I put myself into the detox, and I stayed there for, I got proof here, paperwork, all my paperwork from CMI, that I was trying to get myself into another program. I didn't want to go back to SACRAC because that's where it all started at. I've been clean before this for a year and 3 months, and you can see in the whole time in prison this last time, before I got out on parole, I didn't have any dirty ways. Every one of my urinalysis were clean. And when I ended up going to SACRAC with my daughter, I was weak. I mean, there's nothing else I can say. I was weak, you know, and I messed up. But I would, if there's a chance, I only got into June, and I'm not saying I would rather just do it or not. I want help. I wish I could get some help. But I have a high score of mental illness, and I've been locked up for almost 26 years now, and I would like to try to do something for my daughter, and I would like to get out again, and maybe even like an intense parole with the ankle bracelet or whatever. And I mean, just being honest with you, I messed up, I was weak, and that's where I went wrong.
Yeah, it looks like so you just continued to use drugs since you've been out. Have you been doing any drugs since you've been back in, sir?
No, I've been showing all clean UAs I got from the detox center at Community Bridges. They monitor me every day.
Uh-huh.
The only time I left was with them taking me to methadone and back. And I was 23 hours a day, I'm in Community Bridges. And they put me on my medications again. Buspirion, trazodone, gabapentin, and bupropion. And I've seen my psychs now. I got psych. I got help with the psych. See, prison, they think, honestly, and it's nobody's fault but my own, but prison is just a place where they're just going to put you right back into the drug scene. We need help. I need help. I never had no help. I'm 45 years old. I never had any kind of help. I couldn't afford no programs. And when I was out last time, all they had was Taros, which was 1 hour a week. Every week you do it 1 hour there, but I need something where I'm going to live in, like in-house, you know, or inpatient. That's what I would like, where I'm not really on the street, but I'm not in prison either. And when we actually learn about the drug problem and relapsing and all that.
Okay. But, sir, you know, you were released a couple of other times, and each time it looks like you were... The last two times you were revoked, that you were out. You just don't seem to do well on community supervision, sir.
Okay, well, there is a legitimate excuse for that. I used to be part of that Mexican mafia political stuff, the gang stuff, and I got shot in 2001 six times because I got out of that. So I don't have to go do anything no more. Back then, I really had to do it. It was either that or my life could be in danger, and I'm not involved with that anymore. I renounced all that stuff. I'm in a protective custody yard. Not only that, I'm in an RTH refusal of house pod, so I don't have to be in the pod on the yards to get high, because the drugs are out in the yards. I don't want to be on the yards, so I put myself in a refusal of house pod. I got a counselor here, a CO3, that can vouch for this, and so I stay clean, and I just want to get my head together. I got a 4-year-old daughter now. It's my first child. That the only reason I'm even trying to get myself clean really is for her and myself. I don't have no family. I don't have nothing. And I know it's only 5 more months till I get out, or 6 more months, but I would like to use that time, if possible, to get some kind of help. So when I am off parole, I'm going to be on my own. I would like to try to help myself out.
Okay.
And right now, I haven't had no dirty ways. I've been clean since going to Community Bridges detox. I detoxed for 5 days. I was arrested right outside of Community Bridges. That's where they got me at, because I called my mom, Armando Aguilar. I called him and told him I was going to go turn myself in. And when I came out of the program, that's when they arrested me. So I would like to get out again if possible. And I know my history is bad, but keep in mind that my history also has to do with the political connections I have.
Right, right. Okay, so I'm going to see if Mr. Sotelo, if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Just said he mentions, Mr. Chair, wanting to be in a program. He was in two different programs, great programs. And BSS, he, last time they tested him, before he was returned to custody, he was positive for alcohol, methadone, methamphetamine, opiates, oxycodone, and THC. So, you know, he's had all the help in the world, and it just didn't seem to work, and I just wanted to know that, sir.
Yes. All right, the board have any additional questions? Okay, Mr. Sotolo, the board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I want to give you the opportunity before we go into the discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir?
Yes, sir. I would like to say that the day that all that was in my system, that's the day that I tried to commit suicide. Okay. And from there, I got taken to the crisis relief center.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I don't like this party like that, you know. The reason I had all that in my system was I really did try to take my own life. And from there, I went to the CRC, and like I said, I got paperwork on everything from them programs to show that I'm trying to get myself better.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Sotolo. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, sir, but ask you to remain quiet while the board's in discussion, sir. The board's now into discussion. It appears Mr. Sotolo, he has been out and incarcerated, just spent an enormous amount of time in and out of prison, but he hasn't done well on community supervision. He keeps getting revoked. He was in two good programs, as Mr. Osborne has said, that his parole officer had tried to work with him to get him into some programs. He tried to commit suicide, according to Mr. Sotolo, on one of the times where he had all the drugs in him. He tried to overdose, but I think Mr. Sotolo is trying to get his life together. I don't think community supervision is doing him any good, but I do think that while he's incarcerated for these next 6 months, if he's sincere about getting his life together, then he could work on getting into some drug programs while he's incarcerated, not have as much pressure on him on the outside so that when he gets out, he'll have a plan and have himself together to be a much more productive citizen when he's returned back to society. That is going to be my motion at this time.
To revoke?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Sotolo, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on June 13 of 2018. So please, during the time that you're incarcerated, try to stay on the right path that you're on now. Try not to do any drugs or participate in any drug rehab programs that they have for you. Put together a plan. Work with your CO3 so that when you get out, sir, you can be a productive citizen along with your wife or your girlfriend and your newborn child, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Sotolo.
All right, so I get out it's June 13th?
Yes, sir, 2018.
And that kills my number, right?
Yes, sir. You won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time.
Mr. Johnson?
Okay.
Just 1 second. Did you read the full sentence on
the motion?
On the motion? The move to revoke community supervision. You might have, but.
And I'll do it again. I moved to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sotolo, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and lapse was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. That it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.